Sport on RTE Radio 1.
She's on the front page of almost all the newspapers this morning, Oisin Coyne. It's all Rashida today.
She is, Gavin. Good morning. Fantastic race from Rashida yesterday. She finished second place in the women's 400 metre semi-final and she books her place in Friday's final. She clocked the time of 49.95 seconds. Unbelievable stuff. But slight worries after this one, as Rashida apparently received medical attention following the race, with a spokesperson from Team Ireland saying she was just fatigued but dismissed any concerns of her well-being. So apparently no injuries there, and hopefully she'll be all good for Friday evening. We will have more on that from the lads over in Paris in the next hour. Now to soccer. A busy night ahead for League of Ireland clubs in Europe. Shamrock Rovers' latest European journey has taken them to Slovenia this evening, where a Europa League third qualifying round clash with domestic champions NK Celje awaits. That kicks off at 7:15 Irish time. If Rovers are to beat them across the two legs, they'll go into the Europa League playoff round, which will also guarantee a place in the UEFA Conference League group stage, no matter what happens in that one. So huge potential for Rovers to progress in Europe, but their manager Stephen Bradley knows these ties are never easy.
I think it's for every club in Europe, and we're no different. The European football is where you want to be. You want to be in group stages, and that's our aim. Like I said, we know it's difficult, but that's the aim. So it's so important, both on the pitch and off the pitch.
You've got a squad of players with a wealth of European experience now at all levels, group stage, Champions League, and so on. How much of a factor does that play in tomorrow's game?
Yeah, you obviously need it in games like this, where at times you're going to have to manage the game. You need your experience, you need your know-how. And like you said, as a group, we've picked up a lot of that along the way. We picked up from good experiences and bad experiences, but you pick up that know-how along the way, and we've got that. And we're definitely going to need it tomorrow night at different parts of the game.
Stephen Bradley there. And elsewhere, St. Pat's face Sabah FK of Azerbaijan across two legs in the third qualifying round of the Conference League. Tonight's first leg is technically a home tie for the Saints, but it will be played at Tallaght Stadium, as Richmond Park does not have the required seated capacity for a third round tie. That one kicks off at 7:45, and in what's been a mixed season for St. Pat's, their last few games have seen them gain some momentum, with two wins and a draw in their last three. And one of their key men in midfield, Jamie Lennon, believes they can build on this run of form.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good 10 days for us. obviously, after being knocked out by the cup in the cup with Derry, it was disappointing, and we left a couple of results behind just before that too. So football changes really quickly. I think the home game in Europe probably kicked us on a little bit, especially not just for the away leg, but then the confidence kind of rolled in then to the Sligo game too, and hopefully the Galway won the weekend. So. Yeah, it was a good 10 days, but that's all it's been. We want to keep going and try and get a good result tomorrow and try and take it to the second leg then.
Jamie Lennon there. Now on to the golf, and Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are back in the United States this week for the last event on the PGA Tour's regular season. Lowry's among the favourites for the Wyndham Championship that gets underway today in North Carolina. The Claremont tees off his first round around 12:55 Irish time this afternoon, while Waterford's Seamus Power is out on the course later this evening, getting his opening round underway just after 6:25. And finally, there's two race meetings today. Leopardstown hosts an 8-race card, the first of which is off just before 5:00, and there's also 8 races at Sligo this evening, with the action getting underway there at 5:05.